Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
I'd like to find out what the charge was on my account.
Be happy to search for you. Can I have your first and last name and your zip code to look with?
Jean Griffin, 56756.
All righty, just a moment. And I'm so sorry to ask again, ma'am. What is your name again?
Jean Griffin.
And Ms. Griffin, when were you charged last? Because I'm not seeing your name under the zip code. What's that billing date?
I believe it was Sunday. Let me see.
All right.
Oh, I gave you the wrong zip code. 36756.
All right, let's see. Oh, well, look at that, Ms. Griffin. If you wouldn't mind, I think I found you. Just to be certain, can I ask for confirmation on your street address for that zip?
Ask for confirmation on what?
The street address that would match that zip code.
408 Bikes Ferry Road, Marion, Alabama.
Appreciate that. I do see this here. Look, all of this is going back to, I see that $7.95 had been authorized back on January 29th to order one of our smartwatches, like a fitness tracker wristwatch. And that wristwatch, it was a free welcoming gift to the online direct savings store. There was a bit of a membership fee attached to that online direct savings store. For the monthly membership fee, they would have emailed you a gift card. It's in the value of $125. And this
I haven't seen anything like that. I'd like that canceled right now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll do so for you. Let me have this process just real quick. This cancellation, it'll be effective immediately today. And here in a moment, I'll provide a confirmation number as well to keep in your records.
Will it also take off this $29.99?
The $29.99, hold on, it's still loading. So that $29.99 that was billed here on the 15th, that is basically the membership fee, but the system had applied a bit of a discount to allow it to go through. As a courtesy, ma'am, we are more than happy to submit a 35% refund on the $29.99, and that would settle within about, we'd have to say 3 to 5 business days since it was billed yesterday.
Okay, and you want to cancel that. And then what did you say the 100 was?
What 100?
Another charge on there?
No, ma'am. We haven't billed you anything in that amount.
But I thought you said something before we got to this one about signing up for a
what was sent out to your email, that was a e-gift card. That is in the value of $125. We hadn't billed you that amount, but that is waiting in your email, the outdoorgene211@gmail.com. And I'm currently working to submit this refund for you. Be just a moment longer.
They don't tell you that you're signing up for things like that when you do something. I got the watch. I think I was supposed to pay $1 for shipping or something like that, but they didn't say anything about a membership or anything like that. I've got to quit using my credit card at all on the
ordering stuff online?
Yeah. I ordered some makeup. I didn't know it was coming from China, and now I'm getting all kind of stuff, and I don't even know what it is.
Oh, no.
Everything's written in Chinese, and I don't know if it's a cleaning product or makeup or what.
Oh, no. That'd be hard to know in Chinese, huh? But I do want to let you know I have everything on Orin cancel. Nothing further is going to be billed. I have submitted that refund allowance 3 to 5 business days at the most. I do have this confirmation number for you as well.
Okay.
Alrighty. This number is going to be
1-1-9-573-3448. Okay, and I'll call my credit card now, people, because I didn't want them to cancel my card over a little thing like that. Okay.
Had you spoken with your bank, regarding the $29.99 that was billed?
Yes, they're the one that gave me the phone number because my charges didn't have a phone number on it.
Quick question. Had they, when you spoke with them about the $29.99,
yes.
Had you asked them to investigate or dispute the charge?
Well, no, I was supposed to call them back after I found out.
Got you. Definitely understand. Here's what we're going to do, because this has really seemed to have taken you by surprise, Ms. Griffin. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do is also gift you my employee discount. This may be of a bit more help on the situation. What this is going to do is meet you halfway on the charge, meaning refund 50%. So that amount, let me see one thing. All righty. So the amount you're expecting back is going to be $14.99, and you would still be able to reference that number I had provided, the one starting with the 1195.
What is the $14.99 for?
The refund amount.
Refund amount instead of the $29.99.
Let me see if there would be anything more we could do to help out. I think we could get something else supplied for you here. Oh, wonderful. All right, Ms. Griffin, look, I cannot thank you enough for your patience. Here's what I was able to do. I was able to duplicate my employee discount rate with the 50%. So what that has done is it has processed a full refund for the $29.99. You'll
okay.
expect the full amount back. Let me see one thing. Okay, perfect. So it's still in reference to that number, provided the one starting with the 1195. That's regarding the refund, but this would be a full amount. Give it the 3 to 5 business days. And would you have any other questions or concerns on this?
Okay. And you have canceled where I can't order anything else there.
That is correct. Yes,
okay.
I've canceled everything on our end, so we could never bill anything else.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay.